what stopped ourselves. But yeah, a couple of fumbles early, it was a killer, and you know, we could have, you know, killed the drives that we were going on and killed point opportunities that we could have had later in that game. But you know, we just talked about focusing more on it and you know, taking care of it and thinking about, you know, both those guys that did it. You know, they got obviously you know, thumb injuries and so forth. They just got to do a better job of concentrating and focusing and securing the football.
Now, looking ahead at what Comfort's packing, I got to talk with your kid, Will Gramberg, while y'all were practicing, and one low-down thing that we both concluded was the fact that Comfort doesn't have a lot of athleticism in most of the major spots. They got some big linemen, but experience-wise, there's a lot of young kids on that roster, so how can that benefit your team with all the experience you have?
Well, right. They had a senior lady team last year and so forth, and, you know, they are younger than we are and so forth, but they're still big, and it's still Comfort, and, you know, it's a good rival game for us, and we look forward to playing them here at Panther Stadium.
Meanwhile, Kelby, he was listed off last week, told me they were going to let him come back this week, and what I noticed in practice was his knee was still kind of keeping him a little bit short on the jump, or maybe he was running a little different. How will that affect y'all's game plan if his knee isn't still 100%?
Well, sure. You know, we're going to do what he can do, and if he, you know, if he can't go, then we'll put Baylor back in there. Baylor's been getting the reps in group and group pass, but you know, we'll just work on those things. I think he'll be fine. It's just a matter of you know, just seeing him go full speed on Friday night.
Any other things you want to add before I let you go?
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Coach.
And that was Blanco head coach Bill Tesh giving me a breakdown of what was going to be expected here in this game. Again, question being Kelby's knees 100%, but then again, last week they didn't require Baylor to throw around that much and basically kept to the wing tee like you hope they would, run the ground game. Which, speaking of runners, Cade Phelps is out for tonight's game because last week he took a hit and was put on concussion protocol just to keep him safe, so he's not suited up. But while he is usually the spark plug that gets this team going on the first series, and he's very good at it, and provides a little bit of defensive pressure because last week he also tallied up a sack, which really helped the cause there, as now you hear the horn sounding, Comfort and Blanco running out of their tunnels, and it's mayhem out here. As just look at the uniforms, Adam. Usually we see Blanco in their home white. This week, for their final home game, they're sporting an all-gold style jersey number, whereas you see Comfort actually looks more like what Blanco usually sports, in white and blue and the gold colors for the Bobcats.
And that might be why we see Blanco coming out in their yellow, is that Comfort does look a lot like a typical Blanco home game uniform.
Now, old school style versus semi-new style, with Comfort, their uniforms on the back of their jerseys, it just says Bobcats. We've seen that before. Don't you remember the Texas State game where they had that gold uni on and all it said was Bobcats on the front and the back? Whereas Blanco, always at home, always on the road, no names. Old school. It looks good, I like to say. The gold, I do like it. But again, Cade Phelps won't be out there tonight. He's usually their spark plug on their first running series. In fact, last week they just kept giving him the ball and he kept running for about 5 yards usually. And then the first time they don't go to him, Toby Treach fumbles it. And that's another key to this game that Blanco can correct on, because they gave the ball up a lot last week. 7 fumbles for Blanco, in which last set where they scored the go-ahead touchdown, Fortner juggled it a little bit, kind of made my heart race. And the rookie quarterback and his center, Chance Horton, a couple bad snaps that they had to drop on.
And that's what happens when Baylor Smith had to come in as a freshman, had to come up from JV. It wasn't used to practicing with those guys, and you could kind of tell that chemistry issue a little bit. But I think in this game, with Phelps out, you could expect maybe a big night out of, we were talking about it before the game, Tristan Fortner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe getting a lot of carries, maybe really get this offense going, running the ball.
Yeah, he really opens up a lot of opportunities, being the speed back that can take it off the jet sweep. Whereas Hood, my goodness, Jet Hood had himself a game, didn't he? 140 yards on 25 carries, by far the best performance of anyone on the ground this season. The jet stream, as we were joking around, certainly going to be carried into effect. Get in the jet stream early, let him run through it, and don't look back. Everyone, don't look back. Set good blocks on the outside. Set great holes up the inside. And this could be an easy walk in the park for Blanco in their final home game of the year and the final home game for these seniors who have worked so hard to get to this point and don't want to lose now.
Yeah, we hope it's that easy game that we're talking about, but I think before the game last week, Johnson City was saying it was an easy game against Blanco, and Blanco came out and, you know, shocked them and came out with the win. So we can't take this Comfort team for granted at all.
Of which, that's the positive. They had 7 fumbles last week to Blanco, and they still pulled off a win because their defense was great. Special teams, the kicking still needs to get a little bit more because there were a couple of opportunities last week for Zach Rogers. Of course, the first chance he had to go for a field goal bounced off the lower end of the goalpost and really had a lot of people shaking their heads about whether Blanco was going to utilize their red zone opportunities. They finally did, got Gunnar Granberg up inside the 5, and he ran it in for a touchdown like he always does, leads the team on the ground with 4 touchdowns on the season, him and Jet Hood carrying that weight there, so a lot of things to expect from Gunnar Granberg, being he's only a sophomore. But Jet Hood, he's a senior, so this is one of the last few glimpses we're going to get to see, and depending on how they finish tonight, that means we'll either have one game that'll mean something next week or one game that won't mean anything at all, and it'll be a going out party for this team. And these seniors, they have not been to the playoffs yet. If they've been on this roster for only 2 years, probably the first time in a generation we've seen a Blanco team where their seniors didn't get to experience any bit of playoff pressure. But hey, as we take a look out on the field, the national anthem is starting, and we're gonna just shut up and let it take it to the crowd as the national anthem starts to play. That was the national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. So if you sung along at home, I don't blame you. It's a great song. But hey, a couple other keys you want to point out, Adam, on what Blanco can do?
Maybe not a key, but a projection. I bet you, with this being the last home game of the season and Kelby Cox in a senior season coming off an injury, I bet you it'll be Kelby Cox's, or this is just my projection, Kelby Cox's biggest performance as a Blanco Panther. I think he'll have a great night here against Comfort, and I think the Blanco Panthers win fairly easily tonight.
Man, are you saying they're going to get comfortable, Adam?
I know you like your puns, Riley.
I do, man. I mean, look at us. We're in shorts and sandals, man. This is fantastic. But, yeah, expect maybe a comfortable game for the Blanco Panthers against Comfort out here today. As, again, experience is the big thing, and I really think that's going to be the difference and what could be the best blowout we could see for Blanco. Probably better than what they put up against Randolph in their first win of the season. It's going to be spectacular. But, hey, both teams are starting to make their way out towards midfield, and it looks like it's going to be Comfort, the first team to kick off here. So Blanco's going to receive the ball to start, which means Comfort will receive the second-half kickoff from Blanco. So knowing that they're not going to have a chance to start the second half on their terms offensively, look for Blanco to try and get a couple scores in before this first half is over. But, hey, I just want to welcome you one and all to another week of Blanco Panthers football. Must-win situation for the Panthers again, as now Comfort runs the ball, gets their special teams out there separated, and is getting ready to go. It's going to be a fantastic outing here, I have a feeling. But then again, I don't want to be the jinx that stumped them, as now the boot kick is up to the right side and picked up. Here is Walton Daves cutting in. He spins, gets him all the way to the 44.5 is what it looks like after the kick was booted there by senior Zach Gomez. And Blanco is going to start here exactly where I spotted it, at the 44-yard line.
And, Riley, that was a nice return there by the sophomore, getting it near the 45-yard line to start off with their offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see Daves is still playing with some toughness considering he's got a cast on his left wrist. for the last two games, really, since the Lexington game is now. Cox is lined up under center with two backs behind him, and he's going to hand it off. It's going to be a weak side draw up the field there by Toby Treish that doesn't really get anything but a yard. So make it second down and nine coming up on the 45. 11:42 left in the first quarter, and obviously Blanco's trying to score for the first time.
Yeah, I think normally they like to get the ball back first in the second half, but starting the game here on offense, they definitely want to go down and put up 7 points, not just 3 points on the board.
Uh-huh. Because, again, special teams have been kind of a struggling area for the Blanco Panthers, so it's usually touchdown or bust unless they're in close range. As we see, Jet Hood tried to get the carry. Didn't get very far before he's taken back on the immediate handoff there by three different Bobcats, of which it was spearheaded by number 69. The nose tackle, a junior by the name of Robert Armstrong, takes him back to the original line of scrimmage, so a loss of one on the play makes it third down and 10 with 10:57 and counting left here in the first quarter. Kind of a stinker there, but hey, Jet Hood had a little bit of trouble getting it going last week to start, so maybe it'll just take him some time. As now Van Dyke is on the near side playing receiver, and Cox is going to roll and throw to him. He'll take the catch, but he's going to be tackled just short on top of the 48-yard line in Bobcat territory. The first down marker is at the 46, so it'll be fourth down and two coming up here for the Panthers.
And already a big fourth down decision for Blanco. Do they go for it on fourth and two, or do they punt the ball?
I think they should go for it. And it looks like they will, as Oskin is going to come out there and bring the play call with him. Of course, Chris Oskin last week led a defense for Blanco that had 7 pass deflections in the air, by far the best I've seen them look. And Oskin himself had 2 pretty big ones that denied touchdowns. But now he's playing far side as a receiver. And Fortner put back in motion way back about 7 yards as there's a flag. Cox opts to keep it. And it looks like he's going to get stopped right back where they started, so that'll be a turnover on downs, but a flag is out. Let's see what it's on. Flag was thrown before the snap came, so maybe a little bit of movement. Oh, it's against Comfort, so a saving grace there. Gets a first down for the Blanco Panthers, and, well, we know the trouble that opposing teams have against Blanco keeping the flag off of them, Adam.
Yeah, that's already a big penalty against Comfort as they had Kelby Cox down for a turnover on downs.
Yeah, man. So now it's going to be time to send Treish out in the near side playing in the slot. Cox under center. It's going to be a handoff up the middle. Treish carries it. Doesn't get very far. About a yard to gain. Makes it second down and 9 to the 42 in Comfort territory as we got 9:28 and counting left in the first quarter. And Blanco trying to get up the field for the first score of the game.
And Riley, something that I've seen this Blanco team improve on throughout the season is getting yardage on first down. And so far, it's been about 1 yard so far this game. So let's see if they can get back to getting that, you know, that 5-yard run on first down.
Good news is Cox's first pass back is a completion. As now we see it's going to be a jet sweep for Fortner. And look at that. They have to go for speed on the outside. And that's the forte for Fortner as he gets taken back to the actually marches forward to the 38-yard line. Don't know why I said taken back. It's because he got pushed back after gaining a good amount there as it's going to be third down and about 5 on top of the 38-yard line. And, yep, third down and 5, 8:40 to go in the first quarter. And Blanco now trying to cut the distance. So you see now an under-center snap, and we got two receivers out on the far side, one flanking back and one in the slot in Ostigan. Oh, there's a jump by the D-line, and that's going to get a flag as Jet Hood is carrying it through and getting a help from Treish all the way to the 30. Man, what a dog pile there, but Jet Hood was not going down easy that time. He wanted that first down, and they might get a little more.
Riley, something that I think we should pay attention to for the rest of the game is I've already noticed the defensive line for Comfort kind of looks like they're lacking a little bit of discipline, so let's see just how many penalties that this defensive line gets called on them tonight.
Yeah. Which is really a shame because looking at their size, the Bobcats actually have some big bruisers that can go up against Blanco's running game right now, but really aren't putting up the pressure as now it's going to be a handoff to Treish as he counters it. Gains about 1 on the play to get him to the 29-yard line, so another second down, still 9 yards out just like the previous 2. And on the 29-yard line, we have now passed under the 8-minute mark left here in the first quarter, no score.
Yeah, Riley, their defensive line looks pretty good. Like they have pretty good size, and they're pretty good against the run so far this game. So it's just a matter of them being disciplined, I think, for Comfort.
It's You see the box is kind of loaded, two linebackers all playing. On the far side, away from the weak side, as it's going to be a carry up the middle. Again, Jet Hood getting a little bit of help from his offensive line to push the envelope all the way up to the 26-yard line. So make that a solid 3-yard gain to make it third down and 6 coming up here for the Blanco Panthers. As Jet Hood, last two carries, he's gotten a little bit of help from everybody, but it's still not denying the fact that the running game looks a little rugged to start here against Comfort. Man, another thing that you can parallel to the Bobcats at Texas State, their run defense is fantastic. And thus far, Comfort's is too.
Big third down here with 6 to go for the Panthers.
Let's see it here under center. Now on the near side, I saw a bit of movement, but no flag going up the middle. Comfort once again loading the box there. No first down to gain there. They'd get just to the 23-yard line or the 22. I don't know. That rest positioning is throwing me off here, but make it a fourth and short situation here, and it looks like it will be 3 for the Blanco Panthers, who are opting to go for it. They're not holding back here.
Yeah, I think at this part of the field, you have to go for it on 4th and 3.
I mean, I want to give credit to a tackler for these last two, but it's always everybody up in the box there against Blanco. As under center, Cox putting Fortner in motion is going to let him go jet sweeping. Great block from Hood, and Fortner's got the first down. Cutting inside the 10, the 5, and he's got the touchdown. Tristan Fortner, 23-yard out, touchdown run on the jet sweep, has Blanco on the board first, 6-0.
Fortner is saying, I'm going to have my last game here of the season in Blanco, go out with a bang, coming out to the left side of the field and got the touchdown for the Blanco Panthers.
Doesn't it just make it feel good that he's got another year left out here for this team?
Yeah, he'll obviously be a big leader for this team for all of next season.
Uh-huh, but hey, 23-yard touchdown run by Tristan Fortner. That is his 4th of the season. And now the kick by Rogers is good, just past the right side of the goalpost, and Blanco with 6:13 left here in the first quarter. Mr. Cox is loving it, and so am I. It's 7-0 here for Blanco. So now, after that touchdown, we can take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll see how Blanco's defense looks on their first attempt to stop Comfort's offense in this game. 7-0 Panthers with 6:13 left in the first, and the kickoff coming up next from Rogers. Don't go anywhere. This is Blanco Panthers football out here on Sun Radio.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56, Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive, locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281, available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
And welcome back, everybody. Blanco starting off their first offensive drive with a 23-yard touchdown run on the jet sweep by Tristan Fortner. Again, his 4th of his junior campaign, and it gives Blanco a 7-0 lead. And for Fortner, that now makes 2 straight drives that he has scored a touchdown. Of course, last week he scored the go-ahead over Johnson City with 30 seconds left. And it came with a little bit of drama as he bobbled it off the immediate handoff, but then took it into the promised land. As now Rogers looking at his tight end Daniels, who's playing as his middle man in between the tunnel on this special team. Now the boot by Rogers is a bullet that is going to bounce into the end zone and go all the way back. A touchback with a great line drive kick by Zach Rogers.
And now trots out the Panther defense, who has looked impressive over the season, looking like they're the part of the team that seems to improve week in and week out, and last week was no different with their secondary really stepping up to the plate and really playing good football to go along with the D-line, too.
Again, 7 pass deflections for the secondary last week. Anything that Brett Harris wanted to get thrown in the air, he wasn't going to have it easy. But then again, you do feel bad for Brett Harris for the fact that a couple of his receivers really let him down. But now it's Comfort out there. They got a 3-back formation for the quarterback, who is number 10, Sebastian Acevedo, a senior. Now handing it off on the left side jet sweep. That is Trenton Gwaltney on the carry, the sophomore, taking it and maybe driving it no more than about a yard. And, yep, about a yard and a half is going to make it 2nd down and 8. for Comfort here on the 27-yard line. As we got 5:48 and ticking left here in the first quarter, Blanco already leading 7-0. They got a strong showing on the far side, as now they send it back out in motion. It's going to be a cut through the right side. Nothing to get easy there, as a short gain on the ground as the carry was taken there once again by Mr. Gwaltney, and it is going to be third down here for the Blanco Panthers. About third down and six to go back on the 29-yard line.
And Riley, here early, it already looks like the Comfort Bobcats are a power run team. But here with third and six to go for the first third down, let's see if they might go through the air here on third down.
Yeah, definitely, in which I would love to see that test already. But now, as both teams still standing, Blanco's defense waiting around to get the go, and now Comfort out of the huddle. Getting on top of it, it's going to be another under center set with a wing back on the weak side and two backs behind. It's going to be a jet sweep again. Great block, but unfortunately Gwaltney can't use it to his advantage to save him, and it's going to be a fourth down to take here for Comfort with still a bit of change to go and get here about 5 yards away.
And this might be a long night for Comfort if this Blanco defense keeps coming out ready for the run like they have been on this first drive.
I mean, it's like the Wild, man. Panthers pounce on Bobcats all the time. If they have to. I don't think they do in actual food chain standards, but now you see a couple switches out there for the defense, and we see Oskin all the way back waiting for the reception, and it looks like Comfort will play it safe and go for the punt here on fourth and five on top of the 30 with 4:08 and ticking left in the first quarter. But maybe they change their mind. Comfort calls a timeout, and we'll see what they're going to go with after this short break. Don't go anywhere. With 4:06 left in the first quarter, Blanco leads 7-0 with Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly on the call. This is Panthers football on Sun Radio.
This broadcast of Blanco Panther football comes from Water Tree Hill Country, located at 219 B Elm Street in Blanco, your local source for alkaline antioxidant water for Blanco and the surrounding Hill Country. More information on the Water Tree Hill Country Facebook page.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And welcome back, everybody, out here as both teams getting lined up quick on fourth and five. They do opt to go for the punt on their first attempt, as now that kick is booted in the air by number 20, Gabe Martinez. And Oskin drops it, picks it back up as a flag is thrown. He's trying to escape, and he ends up getting floored all the way back on the 25-yard line. That was about a negative 10 return there by Chris Oskin because he dropped it. Saved it, though. No turnover, but man.
And it was smart for once he picked it up to kind of go backward, because there was Comfort players already ready to pounce on him to try to make him cough up the ball again.
Man, did they pounce on Oskin. Definitely giving him a run for his money there, as they're going to spot the ball actually on the 28-yard line, though the damage felt like a lot more than that. As now you see Sebastian Flores, the little 5'4 guy, coming out there with near 6 feet tall Kelby Cox. Never seen that big of a difference between two players, but Flores is a tough little guy. Last week versus Johnson City, the previous week in Florence, he got floored on a punt return. Very next week, he shoves a man down to get 14 on the return there, and Flores sending a message that he wasn't going to take it again. And I respect it, as now we see 3:53 left here on the clock, and a flag was thrown against Blanco on the return, and it's going to put them even further back in their own territory. Let's see where it's spotted.
The 18-yard line.
Yep, so 10-yard penalty spots it inside their 20, and now forces Blanco to go for a long drive down the field if they want to get another score and add on to the 7-0 lead, as Cox is under center. Three men in the backfield, and he's going to hand off to Treish, who's going outside. Front block there by Hood gets Treish more room to run. He's still on his feet following Adams, and he bullies his way. Man, look at that return from the 18. I think he gets all the way to the 47, so a 29-yard carry by Toby Treish on the jet sweep, and it's first down, obviously, for Blanco.
And Riley, we've only been playing football here for about 8 minutes in this game, and I can already tell you there's a big difference right now with Blanco running the ball up the middle versus running the ball to the outsides. And so it should be very interesting to see if this Comfort team can stop the outside run, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Or if Blanco Panthers can get something going through the middle.
That's a money play right there for Blanco, and it works wonders as now a flag is thrown as the play was just getting off on what would have been a handoff up the middle for Jet Hood to go and run with. And it's a false start against Blanco. So a couple penalties early, maybe a little messy for Bill Tesh's liking, and he's just going to have to wait for his team to try and correct course, as that's going to put them back here at 1st and 15 from the 42. Not the worst distance in the world.
But now already two penalties on this drive for the Panthers. That's something
that's a stinker.
And we know that's something that this coaching staff does not like.
No.
If they're going to get beat, they don't want to get beat by penalties. They made that clear to this team all season.
Yeah, don't shoot yourself in the foot there. It's now 1st and 15, 3:06 to go in the first quarter, and it's a jet sweep again. This time Fortner. Block up front by Jet Hood. And Fortner, he would have had a clear run maybe to get them back to the original line of scrimmage, if not more. Unfortunately, he slips towards his bench and is spotted back at the 45-yard line. Seems to be handling himself pretty well here, though, as it's second down and 12 from the 45 in Blanco territory for the Panthers. Bad slip there.
But they keep looking. I've already noticed the difference between running in the inside and running to the outside, and they look.
Don't go up the middle, basically. But now Cox, standing tall, puts his team down under center. He's going to throw a screen pass that Fortner can't make the catch on, and it's a live ball that he ducks back on, and it looks like he didn't corral it anyway. And maybe Comfort has a reason to believe they got the fumble back, and they did. Oh, man. Last week we saw that with Fortner trying to get a screen pass from Baylor Smith. He couldn't make the catch. It was a live ball. And he did dive on it to save the play, but unfortunately can't come up with it that time as Comfort gets that one and forces a turnover, the first one of the game for Blanco.
And Riley, you talked about it before the game, about turnovers.
Just messy.
And that's another thing that this coaching staff does not like, that is penalties and turnovers.
It's ugly.
So that was another fumble there. But let's see how this Panthers defense comes out. They can stop this Bobcat offense like they did that first drive.
Maybe the humidity makes it a little bit harder and a little bit slicker to try and grab, as now under center. Acevedo's going to give it to Gwaltney again as he tries to go left side, maybe for a flat route. And from the 37, he gets him to the 40 for about 3 yards to make it second down and 7 for the Bobcats here.
And that might have been about their best run so far in these two drives, and that was just a 3 yard carry.
Yeah, it doesn't really measure up to much, as both teams playing standout defense on the line, but thus far I'd say Blanco is winning the battle in the trenches just based off their ability to get to the outside. As Gwaltney's been their only real option to let them go and get yards on the ground, is now under center. Acevedo bobbles the snap, and it's a dive on the left side. There's definitely going to be a loss on the play if Comfort recovers. And let's see who gets it. Comfort gets to it just in time. Man, wouldn't that have been some sweet karma there for Comfort to cough up the ball after getting a cough up from Fortner. It's still 3rd and 11, so a loss of 1 on the play. And we got it at the 38-yard line here in Blanco territory for Comfort. 1:20 left in the first quarter. Blanco leading 7-0, playing defense right now against the Bobcats and trying to keep the score the way it exactly wants to be at 7-0. So now under center. A tap back puts a man in motion. It's a toss. Right side, cutting up the middle. Great run there, but he only gets it about to the 40-yard line. As on the carry, that was number 34, Zachary Vilo, and he wasn't going to get very far. Makes it 4th down and 7, and is probably going to sub out for the punting team to come out here and kick again for Comfort.
And this Comfort Bobcats team is already looking like they do not want to pass the football here early in this game. With there's been already some long third down situations that they have not.
And of course, from covering Texas State football, we know that the best thing you can do to an offense is make them one dimensional. And if you take out the pass, which doesn't exist there right now to begin with, and the run, as now for the second straight time that there's a 4th down out there, Comfort is going to call a timeout, maybe rethink their strategy, or maybe play it a little bit safer. I don't know. But all we know is Austin last time couldn't come up with it and nearly gave it away. It was pretty messy, so we'll see how the return team for Blanco does this time after this timeout. 7-0 Blanco, 22 seconds left in the first quarter, and this is Panther football on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg with Adam Byerly, our producer, color commentator, and me, Riley Chestnut, calling the play-by-play. Looks like I'm just going to waste your time and keep you out here on the field. No time for our supporters, who are doing a tremendous job in helping give support to this high school team in this battle of the 3A sect. As now, again lined up there, they're not going to punt. They're going to go for it. Fourth down and 7 for the Comfort Bobcats offense. Under center, Acevedo is going to hand off up the middle. A run there by Velo is corralled by Gunnar Granberg, and the ball was popped out, but they rule him down. Turnover on downs, and Blanco's going to get the ball back.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they ruled it a fumble or not, as it was a turnover on downs.
Yep.
Anyway.
Put 16 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. 7-0 Panthers. And this one's going to be spotted, it looks like, right on top of the 30-yard line in their territory for the Panthers to try and get something here. Again, just move the ball up the field. 16 seconds won't make a difference in where they'll get it when they start the second quarter. But it'll at least get them more comfortable positioning as Cox lined up under center. See one receiver on the far side and a jump up the middle there by Jet Hood. Really piled on top of it as the clock is going to keep going. Tackle made there by number 51, a linebacker and a guard combo, the junior Rod Simmental, or Simmental. As now, that's the first quarter, everybody. The clock has sounded. And going into the second quarter, Blanco leads 7-0. With a second down and 8 opportunity coming up here on the 32 in their territory. Don't go anywhere. This is Panthers football out on Sun Radio, which is part of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And welcome back out here, folks. As you see the side switch, and now Blanco playing from the left side, trying to get to the right end zone. Still on the 32, still second down and 8, and a new 12 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Adam Byerly, Riley Chestnut on the call, and it's 7-0 Panthers with the offense out there looking to add on here in some sort of way. Touchdown would be nice. You saw last time out, Blanco couldn't convert on fourth down, and now going to give Granberg a push up the middle as he kind of pushed Kelby Cox to defend for him, trying to go through the zero gap. Gains a couple, puts him at the 36-yard line, and makes it third down and 4 coming up here for the Panthers. So Gunnar Granberg, his first carry of the night, goes for 4.
And that was a nice second down play there to pick up 4 and make this third down very manageable for the Panthers.
I'd say so.
Let's see. They might do that 400 outside run that they like, or maybe Kelby Cox, keeper.
Yeah, I don't blame him. That run has been perfect going jet sweep and is now under center Cox. It's going to be a toss to Granberg. He's going to take it, get a great hole up the left side, and get a first down all the way up to the 45-yard line. Look at that gain there by Gunner. 2 carries, and a first down is the result.
Or does Granberg up the middle?
Is Granberg up the middle?
As that is his essentially his one play call, but it's worked all season long for the Blanco Panthers.
Yeah, usually they keep him for those short goal line situations because his body frame allows him to get into the end zone with a little bit of baggage on top of him, but now getting him out in the open field, he's delivering. So we see now first and 10 from the 45. A tight mass trying to carry it through the right side is Granberg again for the third straight time. Looks like he gained about 3 or 4 on the play. Mark it down at about the 48.5 for second down and 7 here for the Panthers. So we got 10:39 and ticking left here before halftime. Blanco leading 7-0. And Gunnar Granberg on 3 straight carries has amassed himself 15-plus yards in total. So it's nice to see the sophomore get out there and support. As you know, his brother Will is on the varsity team as well. Has not played the whole year because he was injured, but he wears number 10 and is a senior. Now it's going to be a jet sweep, and Trish, escaping pressure, now has room to run free. One-on-one up the field. He stiff arms in his horse collar down, I think. Nah, clean tackle. I take it back. It looked a little messy, but it was a great grab there by Zachary Velo in the open field. But doesn't matter. All the way inside the red zone, Toby Trish takes it to the full length on the jet sweep.
And these Comfort Bobcats have had trouble with that outside run so far all night, and I think that's a testament to this Blanco team, their receivers and their defensive line getting, their offensive line getting the push that they need to the outside corner.
So from their own 48, They now stand at the 18-yard line in comfort territory off that magnificent run by Toby Treisch. As now it's going to be a handoff. Right side, Granberg bullying two Bobcats down as he pushes his way for 8 yards to the 10. What a hard run, but 257 pounds is going to get you that from your fullback and now make it a nearly new set of downs. Actually, second and two. Close one there, but hey, 2 yards away from another first down, and this is where Granberg thrives, close to the goal.
Let's call that the G-train.
G-train, I like it.
As Granberg was just able just to pull off two guys.
Bang, bang. And now it's going to be a handoff for Treisch. He's going to be stuffed a little bit back. No gain on the play, still on the 10. It makes it third down and two here with 9-10 and counting to go in the third quarter. And, man, I thought someone brought Sonic into the press box. I was smelling something, but no, it's just bottles of water. I don't know where I was smelling that, man. I mean, they grill stuff before the game out there for the concession stand, and it drives me nuts. I'm already hungry, but, hey, I'm hungry to see another touchdown, too, and so is Blanco as they are on third and one inside the 10 on the 9-yard line, leading 7-0 with 8:45 left before halftime, and Cox under center. He's got Granberg right behind him, and he's going to keep it himself for the first down with a little help from his zero gap men and Chance Horton. And that's a first down. Now makes it first and goal, baby.
And it even looked like Granberg came up behind him and gave him a little extra push.
A little bit of love.
Just to make sure that they were able to get that first down conversion.
And now they do on top of the 7-yard line. First and goal for the Panthers, leading 7-0 in this game. 8:27 and ticking to go before halftime. And we got Granberg alone in the backfield with Cox under center. Treisch playing fullback and two wing backs out there. It's a sweep, and Fortner jumping. He's backed up, and he's bowled in. Touchdown, Blanco, and second straight time. Fortner is in the end zone. He's had the last three Blanco scores, man.
Uno, dos,
tres.
Will Fortner have a third touchdown to add along to this game as he is already coming out showing that he wants the end zone?
I do, too. 7-yard touchdown run now for Tristan Fortner. Puts Blanco up 13-0 with 8:15 left here in the second quarter. And as we can see out there, one of the comfort players is being checked out, and he is a little limp. And it looks like it is number four, which is Adiel Ramirez, the senior, one of eight, as you will recall. He is limping off the field under his own power, thank goodness, but he is still getting off the field slowly, so you wish him the best. Hope he'll be okay to get checked out over there for comfort, but still, 13-0 onslaught already for the Panthers. They are mauling these Bobcats out here tonight, and it's showing just exactly what we hope to see, a pretty easy start here. Not easy, but a great start nonetheless.
Riley, how do you pronunciate that?
I think it was Adiel Ramirez.
You said it sounded really good. It sounded right.
Thank you, man. I hope so, as Rogers boots that one high and puts it through. His second PAT makes it 14-0 Blanco. And on that, we'll take a short break here and be right back for Blanco to kick it off back to comfort, now leading 14-0. Let's see what the defense can do. Don't go anywhere, as stars and stripes are being thrown into the seats, little yellow footballs. This is Blanco Panthers football out here on Sun Radio and on 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg. Adam Byerly and Riley Chestnut, we will be right back.
Support comes from Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And welcome back, everybody. Blanco leading 14-0 with 8:15 left here in the second quarter, and Rogers lining up himself in between the hash marks at the 40, ready to kick this one off. As comfort, even being dealt a double blow on that touchdown run by Fortner, now puts him at 5 on the year to lead the team. The junior is really having himself quite a last couple games, really, as now that's a line drive by Rogers, and it's going to bounce through to the end zone for another touchback. Rogers has really lined himself up this week.
Yeah, Rogers coming out showing that he wants to do great on this kickoff team and not give comfort a chance to get anything going through the receiving unit.
Again, not allowing them to get comfortable. I'm not going to stress it like a pun anymore, but I'm just going to say it. It's pretty easy to make that joke there. I got to think of some new material, Adam. Let me know if you think of anything.
I got one, but I'll wait till the perfect timing to say it.
Oh.
So be on the edge of your seat, listeners.
I mean, I'm already leaning in, man. I'm on the two front legs of my seat, dude. But hey, now it's going to be Comfort's offense getting back out there. Touchback puts him at the 25-yard line to start this drive. Already down 14-0 to the Panthers in their final home game of the year. They are strutting their stuff as now. Farthest defender back for Blanco is Walton Daves as they try and go sweeping up the right side, but it's cut off pretty well with Van Dyke laying down the initial hit that slowed down the run to about a yard of gainage. Yeah, second down and 9 to the 26-yard line now for Comfort as we've just passed the 8-minute mark here in the second quarter.
And you can already see why this Comfort team has struggled offensively this season, as they don't look like they really have much of a passing game.
No.
At all. And so it looks like this team's pretty one-dimensional, and it looks like Blanco is ready for this running attack.
Oh, yeah. It's looking fantastic right now, as we can see. Matthew Alcala playing on the weak side as the outside defensive end. But there's going to be a run up the middle that is taken down by, guess who? Toby Treish, who led the team last week with 6 tackles. Even took a bit of damage to himself, but got himself back in the games just fine. As we see, it's now 3rd down and 7 on the 2-yard gain there by number 17, Trenton Gwaltney. Man, that's such a weird name. But hey, 3rd down and 7 for the Blanco defense to work with here on the 28-yard line, and Comfort trying to break through with some sort of play. They need something. It's now their lineup quick. No receivers out there. It's a full running back special. On a jet side sweep to the right side, the spin move has Velo gunning his way about 4 yards short of the first down. A pretty good effort there if you want to measure it up. Actually makes it about 4th down and 2. The scoreboard says 4th down and 32, but we know that's a lie.
Now it's 4th and 3 to go.
Yeah, there we go. And now we see Wyatt Perkins checking in. He is the biggest guy out there for Blanco. Shoring up the nose here. As you see, Devin Wallace is checked out for Blanco. Another senior on this roster. But hey, no punting team out there. Comfort is going for it on 4th down and 2. Get this one here at the 32-yard line. It's going to be a carry through the middle on the keep. And Blanco stuffs him for another turnover on downs. Who got there first? Let's see. Let's see who got there first. I believe it was, guess who, Wyatt Perkins.
And Wyatt Perkins is saying he wants to eat his comfort food today as he went and got
that. That's really good, man.
Got the tackle.
Man, he's eating his feelings right there, and he just took it out all over Mr. Acevedo, the quarterback there for Comfort, and they take him back for another turnover on downs here. But, hey, that was a good one.
Yeah, Riley, you're not the only one that can do punts here in the press box.
Well, good on you, man. It's now inside at the 35. It's going to be a carry through the right side, and Fortner, actually Treish, getting hog-tied up there by Abdiel Ramirez.
Looks like he might have got part of the face mask, but it wasn't called by the referees.
Yeah, a little bit of a mistake there, but still a good run there by Treish. Gets him inside to the 26-yard line for 2nd down and 7 coming up here for the Blanco Panthers with 5:50 and ticking left before halftime, and they're leading 14-0. Great starting field position as, again, Comfort tries to play it risky and might end up getting burned for it here, because we could legitimately see 21 points on the board for Blanco before halftime even hits.
We might need to see 28 if they score here and then get another 3 and out.
And Jed Hood dodging the early pressure before he is swept away by a 2-man front. Bit of a good gain there, makes it 3rd down and 3 as you see the block up front helped out there. Number 77, the nose tackle for Comfort, Braden Wayell, something like that. Wayell, I'll go with Wayell. But it's that kid right there. He's a tight end and nose guard combo, and he's the one that made the stop, as it now actually is a new set of downs, 1st down and 10. Man, all the way to the 23-yard line. Jet sweep, Fortner following an outside block, keeps to his feet, dancing his way. Maybe broke into the 15, I'm not too sure. But it's still going to be a good gain there by Fortner on a counter run through the right side out. Let's see where they spot it here. He might have gone out of bounds. And it looks like they're going to spot him at the 15-yard line for 2nd down and 2, and the clock will continue as we now hit under the 5-minute mark left.
And that play has been working
it's money.
Really well so far for this Blanco team, this game pretty much all season.
Money ball there. Money play, as you can ever say it, as now Daves is going to be moved to the right side next to Hood in the backfield. Cox is going to hand off to Hood as he'll take the flat route through the left side and get bullied all the way back there by Wayell. That's forward progress stopped, and it doesn't look like there was any gain on the play there by Jet Hood. Definitely cutting off the jet stream there if we've ever seen a big guy like that do it. So let's see. It's no gain. Third down and two, still at the 15. 4:22 to go here in the second quarter, and Blanco leading 14-0. But hey, man, how about them Astros?
I was wondering when you were going to bring it up, Riley, but I've been on cloud nine the last few days as I got to watch my team win a championship.
And, man, we'll get your incredible story at halftime. We have more time for it. It is now third and two at the 15. Blanco, handoff up the middle. It is Toby Treish. I don't have a great eye, but I know that's enough yards for a first down. In fact, it gets him all the way to the 10, and now actually on the 11, just that close to being called first and goal. It's still a new set of downs, now 10 yards away with 3:48 left before halftime in Blanco. Already lean 14-0. Why not add on, man?
And they look like they're just going to keep it going on the ground because it doesn't look like Comfort really has too much of an answer.
Nah, they don't
consistently
have to,
against their running attack.
They don't have to pass either. I mean, the last time they tried to pass, it was a fumble recovered by Comfort as Hood, left side with a big hole, gets him inside the 5. Makes it second down and very, very short here. But who cares about where the first down marker is? It's the touchdown that is that much closer.
And Riley, we might get this first half in under 45 minutes.
Ooh. Wait, really? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's only 8:07, man. We could be heading home early tonight. And so could Comfort. It seems like they're already getting checked out of this place here at Panther Stadium. Under 3 minutes now left before halftime. Cox on the 3-yard line. Snap. He's going to keep it right side. Try and push. Dive, and the ball's popped loose. But they're going to say Cox was down at the 1.
I think he was down. He was just trying to reach for the end zone, and then it came.
So maybe a little. I appreciate the effort there, Kelby. And I know you had the right idea. And luckily, he knew he was down, and that's when he maybe thought he could fool the ref into thinking, okay, he reached across. Ball pops out, but it's not going to matter. It's down at the 1-yard line, and Gunnar Granberg's in. I repeat, Gunnar Granberg is in. The G train is ready to roll.
I think we can expect maybe a run down the middle here for the Blanco Panther offense.
He's lined up right behind Kelby. 2:20 left, handoff to Granberg. He's getting bowled back, pushes his way around the left side, and sweeps into the end zone. And for Gunnar Granberg, that's touchdown number 5 on the year, ties him with Fortner for the team lead, and makes it 20-0, Blanco.
And this Blanco team
easy
is saying that we want the playoffs, we want to win big tonight, and we want that chance against Rodgers next week to earn a playoff berth.
They want it bad, as now freshman quarterback Baylor Smith out to hold for Rodgers, who's out there for the third time for the PAT. He line drives it through. It's not the prettiest looking kick, but it's effective. And it's 21-0 Blanco with 2:17 left here in the second quarter. Let's see what they can add on to before time ticks off, or at least keep Comfort off the board. Don't go anywhere. This is Blanco Panthers football out here on Sun Radio.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And welcome back here, everybody. 2:17 left here in the second quarter. It's dark. Friday night lights as usual. The crowd is loving what Blanco's dishing out here on the ground. As I'm no mathematician, I got no stats record, but by far, I think at this point, Blanco's already gotten at least 120 yards in the first half on the ground here. Don't need to pass at all.
You don't really need to pass if this Comfort team isn't able to stop the running game at all. And they've been able to show some ability to stop the inside run as times.
Uh-huh.
We still see
early on, they could stop it up the middle easy, but since then,
Gunnar Granberg has been able to get his way.
And Jet Hood, too. They've been rolling around like a bunch of pigs in the mud.
But this Comfort team has not been able to show any ability to stop the outside run.
And now Rodgers boots it from the 40. This is the highest kick he's put out there. He's not going for a touchback. It's going to be returned by number 12, Zach Gomez. He's going around the right side. And it looks like they're going to stop his forward progress, try to strip the ball, but he's finally taken down short of the 30 at the 28-yard line. combined effort there on top of the special teams defense by Paco Vargas, Griffin Weirden, and Mr. Tanner Suarez, I take that back. Still, first and 10 to go here on this drive for Comfort. They're trying to look for anything they can do to put Blanco's momentum in the back corner.
Let's see if this Comfort team might get out of their comfort zone and maybe go in the air, maybe try a trick play or something.
Man, you know what? I'm proud of you for that, but I'm really disappointed in myself for not thinking of that one. 2-1 Adam thus far in this pun off between me and him. As now it's going to be a jet sweep carry there by Gwaltney, but he is stuffed back. Taken down by the big nose tackle Wyatt Perkins and Matthew Alcala and Aaron Daniels. A lot of big guys on top of Gwaltney on that play.
Yeah, this...
Second down and 9.
And I think just watching this game, you got to think that the Bobcats are sick of running six or 7 yards and then punting or turning over on downs. You think they would need to try something else, whether it be maybe a short passing game or
I don't think
a
you
screen.
Need to think, man. You definitely know that they're tired of this, but what can you do? Right now it just looks like Blanco is physically beating them in every single way. As Daves is showing a little blitz on the left side. It's going to be a carry through the right, and look at Wyatt Perkins. I know that he wasn't the one that made the tackle, as it's a carry there by number 33, Roman Palazzo. Gets him no gain, 3rd and 9, still on the 30, but Wyatt Perkins going one-on-one with his lineman just hog-tied him and threw him down on the ground like cattle.
And I don't think we've seen Comfort get a first down so far this game, and man, I'm kind of wondering if it'll happen.
At this point, a clean first half as we're about to hit the under 1 minute left here before halftime. Blanco's leading 21-0. Comfort has a 3rd and 8 coming up here on the 30, and it's definitely not looking good for the Bobcats here. Man, I've heard that too many times. But here's the hold. A handoff and through the middle. No gain on the play, maybe even a yard to lose. Still on the 30, it'll be 4th down and 8, and Comfort, what do you have to lose? Just stick with it, go for it, because you're going to receive the second half kickoff anyway. But under 28 seconds left here. Tackle up front by Canyon Braun, Matthew Alcala. They're doing a great job shoring up the line and keeping Gwaltney from getting any big gains.
Let's see if they even run a play, because there's about 1 second less than on the game clock.
You're exactly right. A little bit more on the game, on the actual play clock than there is on the game clock. 10 seconds left, 21-0 Blanco, and it looks like they're just going to hold in, walk away, and let halftime roll in here as 3, 2. And we've hit one.
And we got one half down in 43 minutes.
Holy cow. That's got to be a record of some sort for us.
Yeah, a record for us for sure.
But hey, I don't mind it because Blanco's leading 21-0. Their best first half offensively I've seen. Definitely over 120 yards on the ground at least, with Tristan Fortner 2 touchdowns and Gunnar Granberg getting his 5th on that last drive of the season. Still, we got a halftime show coming up here between me, Adam, and you lovely people that are listening in at home. I appreciate every single one of you, and so does Adam, for helping make our broadcast a dream come true to do. And right now, Blanco is giving us a great game to call for the home team, leading 21-0 going into the locker room. As now, we're going to take a little extended break here, and then when we come back, we'll have the halftime show ready to go, and we'll even let you listen to the Blanco High School Band, the pride of the Hill Country, ladies and gentlemen. So you're getting a treat here, but don't go anywhere. Blanco, through the first half, leads 21-0 over Comfort, and it's definitely not been comfortable at all. Anyways, Adam Byerly, Riley Chestnut here. We'll be right back after these messages from our supporters.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Clay Pack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco Athletics. Everyone at Clay Pack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander AT Geo15 and HT Geo56. Avid lines and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2017 season. Go Panthers!
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Wayman and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858. 4858.
And Water Tree Hill Country, located at 219 B Elm Street in Blanco, your local source for alkaline antioxidant water for Blanco and the surrounding Hill Country. More information on the Water Tree Hill Country Facebook page.